Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 26th day of the year, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Shaviz, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Dalad. Mei Masai Muta Adam Likach Yarak B'Metzoy Shaviz. At what point is a person allowed to buy vegetables the year after Shemitah and not worry that maybe it belongs to the Shemitah produce? Mishayasa Keyetzaboy says the Mishnah, from when the time has passed in the 8th year, that same variety could have grown in that time, then you're allowed to buy vegetables. Why? Because we assume that these vegetables are indeed what grew in the 8th year after the Shemitah. Furthermore, even if it did grow in the Shemitah year, the time spent in the 8th year, the amount of growth spent in the that took place in the 8th year will cancel the growth of the 7th year, and it's mutter. It's not also like Kedusha, it doesn't have the Kedusha of Shemitah. Also, habakir, what happens if the place where that particular fruit ripens very fast has already now produced fruits? Hutter ha'afil, it's permitted to buy fruits of that variety even in a place where it takes longer to get ripe. Why? Because we can assume that it came from the place where it gets ripe quicker. Rabbi hitir likach yorak b'metzoy shviz miyad. Rabbi was mati, Rabbi Nosi, permitted to buy vegetables immediately after the Shemitah year, right at the beginning of the year after Shemitah, the 8th year. And there were two reasons given. One is because they would bring a lot of produce from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, where there was no din of Shemitah prior to Chutz La'aretz produce. And there was such an abundance of it that it was what greater than the volume of the Eretz Yisrael proper produce. And the second reason is because vegetables grow, it could grow within 2 or 3 days, or become fully ripe within 2 or 3 days. Some say, therefore, that when, even though the Mishnah says miyad, immediately, it doesn't really mean immediately, it means you have to wait 2 or 3 days from the beginning, basically at the beginning of the year. Others say it means literally. There's different ways of understanding what that word miyad means. Mishnah, hey. Ein moitzin shemen srefa uferu shviz meha'aretz chutzaretz. We do not take out oil that must be burned or fruits of the Shemitah year from Israel, outside Israel. What is shemen srefa? It's oil of truma that became tame. It was called shemen srefa, oil for burning, because that's about the only thing you could do with it. You couldn't eat it, and you could just burn it. The kohen would be allowed to use it for heating up his oven, or in order to light candles. He could use that for fuel for his candles. And the Mishnah wants to tell us that it requires srefa when you put it on the fire or use it in fire, it has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. Just like you find when kodshim, holy carbonus or holy meat become posel. Where do they get burnt? They get burnt, these carbonus get burnt in their place. And that's why, therefore, here too, when it comes to things like truma, it must be, you should not take it outside Israel, you cannot take it Chutz La'aretz, but what you do is you burn it in Eretz Yisrael itself, or use it as a Shemot Sefer in Eretz Yisrael itself. And if that's the case with oil, would that be that was of truma, that was tomei? How much more so if we're talking about shemen truma of tahora, that is pure? Then for sure it's forbidden to take it out to chutz la'aretz. Says the Mishnah further, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shemaiti beferush, I heard explicitly, Shem moitzin l'suria vein moitzin l'chutz la'aretz, that we can take out fruits out to Suria after the the fruits of the Shemitah, but you do not take it outside Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon is telling us that the din of Suria is not the same as the rest of Chutz La'aretz, as the diaspora. It's holier, and you can take out Shemen Srefa there and the fruits of Shemitah there as well. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah Roshana, commenting on this Mishnah, says that it seems rather superfluous. Why did Rabbi Shimon have to add those words, V'ein moitzin l'chutz la'aretz, and you can't take it outside chutz la'aretz? Why should he even say that? Even the Tanakam agreed to that. But it's mashma that he wants to tell us that from Surya you can't take it outside Israel. meaning that just like they treated Surya like Israel, that you can take from fruit, from fruits of Shemitah, from Eretz Yisrael to Surya, so there were also machmir that you can't take it from Surya to Chutz Laaretz, outside Israel, to the diaspora, because if it's considered like Eretz Yisrael, then it's got to stay there.